Okay, Tyler. I'm calling it. Meta just shipped the design system equivalent of a force multiplier, and I'm buying shares.
Yeah, because we haven't seen open source design systems from Meta before.
I mean, besides the last six we all ignored. This one isn't vaporware.
Okay, fair.
Their angle this time? A library that both people and agents can use without translation overhead. 8 years in production, 13,000 plus apps at Meta, and now MIT open source with NPM packages, CLI, and even an MCP server.
Agent-ready design system. Sure. How many teams are actually co-developing with agents today?
Pilot programs. And I'm telling you, the real unlock isn't the agent story. It's the fact you can theme an entire app by just tweaking a handful of CSS variables. No forks, no rebuild. 16-0 components now. 7 themes. Dark mode. Templates. Pre-built CSS. No Babel plugins. No post-CSS config. You literally NPM install, import a CSS file, and suddenly your buttons are typed, accessible, and ready to ship.
Pre-built CSS for a React library? That's the clever bit. Most systems make you wire up a build step.
And if you're the type who needs to own a component, swizzle it out. The whole source drops into your repo. Meta's been living with this internally so long they call it their largest design system. 8 years of burn-in, and now we get to play with it.
8 years of burn-in sounds like a euphemism for we finally decided to clean it up.
You're not wrong.
But okay, let's talk architecture. Three layers. Foundations that handle accessibility and spacing, components that are typed and tree-shakable, and patterns for common flows like tables and forms. StyleX is the engine under the hood, but it's invisible to you.
Which is the part everyone will copy first. The accessibility defaults. The spacing tokens. None of that is novel. But packaging it so cleanly, that's the product win.
Sure. If you ignore the fact that token-only theming is going to frustrate a designer who wants to tweak a component's internals.
Then you crack it open, swizzle. Or better, use the CLI to scaffold and tweak. The CLI does templates, code mods, and surfacing machine-readable docs over MCP. That's Agent Ergonomics Today.
You, Agent Ergonomics Today. Which, again, most teams aren't doing yet.
So you're saying the Asterisk model is?
I'm saying the real race right now is at the tooling layer, and Asterisk is Meta placing a bet that tooling co-designed for agents and people is the next frontier edge.
And if you're wrong, at least you shipped something useful.
Okay.
All right. How do we actually try this? I'm assuming there's a repo and a quick start.
Yep, GitHub, Facebook, Asterisk. Install core, pick a theme, import the CSS, reset, and run the Asterisk deployability checker they baked into the interactive article.
The checker?
You answer three questions about your stack, React version, build tooling, and it spits out the exact install commands and flags anything that's a blocker. Even tells you if you're clear to ship.
Oh, I like that. Practical. No read the 100-page docs tax.
And if you're feeling fancy, the MCP server streams docs straight into your editor.
Tyler, you realize half our listeners just burned those neurons figuring out where to drop the CSS files, right?
I mean, if anyone's still listening after episode 720, they'll survive this too.
Fair. So we actually have a call. The Asterisk deployability checker is the one thing worth pointing people to today.
Agreed.
And if you're the type who hates design systems on principle, remember that time you swore off every CSS framework and went vanilla. This might actually change your mind.
It might. Behave in the box, style outside it. Not bad.
There you go. That's the pitch.